That was the old way. Sometimes they had had a bridle of them on it. They called it the pigeon wing blind.
Is that right?
Great long, starting down on the side of the head stall, come way up here and come out. Went away over their eye and everything. And the mule, they had them for mules because they couldn't see backwards. But I never did have a horse that I had to have them very much. Mm-hmm. Of course, I used them all the time, but what blinds that I had on my bridle were just a little bigger than that. Just a little. Mm-hmm. A horse. He ain't a mean one or a sharp one. He won't pay no attention to you. He won't be looking at you. But if he mean, he might turn around and look at you. You better be careful, too. Mm-hmm. He might do something, run away, or kick you either one.
Well, you were talking about that nigger yell. What do you suppose colored folks would want to be called?
Well, they don't want to be called nigger.
Yeah.
They want to be called either dark folks or black folks.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to be called a nigger.
Have you ever heard of if a white man was mad at another white man or if he was, would he say anything about, you know, call him something to insult him that'd have to do with the fact that he was white or anything like that?
Well, he might call him a black son of a bitch.
Is that right?
Yep, he's mad enough at him, he would.
Uh-huh.
They do that.
Well, what about, have you ever heard a white person call another white person who was just sorry and lazy and good for nothing, didn't want to work?
Yeah.
What would they call him?
Well, I don't know what they think they'd call him a lot of things, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, would a colored person call a white man like that the same thing? Or?
Not much. Yeah, sometimes a mean one would. Take a big old mean one like that they do. But otherwise, it's in a neighborhood where the niggers are acquainted and everything, they don't do that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while a nigger used to be a lot of niggers right here, but they knowed where to stay. They knowed where their place was and they stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And a southern nigger is a lot better nigger than a northern nigger. A southern nigger won't do much to white people. He won't penalize him or anything. And if he's working for you, he's a good hand. A damn southern nigger, or a northern nigger, if he don't want to do anything, he won't want to do it. He'd be hard to.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word trash used meaning some kind of white people, sorry, or something like that?
What?
Called white trash. You ever heard that?
Well, yeah, you hear a nigger say that.
Is that right?
About the white trash. Yeah, you hear a nigger sometimes say talking about the white trash.
Well, if a colored person was working for a white man, what, you know, the man he worked for, what would he call the man he worked for?
Well, most of the time a nigger is pretty pretty nice tone. They call him Mister. Maybe they call him Joe or John or something. But all the niggers I live around, there wasn't around too many of them. Whenever they working for the boss, they'd always call him Mister.
Mm-hmm.